Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Christine Blasey Ford is ready to tell the Senate that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her, but only if the conditions are right. And if her request can be satisfied, well, we could be headed for an historic he said, she said hearing as soon as next Thursday.
Okay. Will it happen? The accuser of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh may testify next week. What parameters have to be in place for her to do so? She has a list with her lawyers that they've come up with, and she's put that out. And the GOP has said, well, maybe this one and that one, but not this one. They're negotiating. So where do we stand right now on the negotiations?
They're ongoing. No definitive day has been set.
Right.
What she wants is Dr. Ford will not appear any sooner than next Thursday.
Okay.
No, Mr. Kavanaugh would testify first, then Dr. Ford would testify, but Kavanaugh would have no opportunity to respond. Provide adequate security.
That's easy.
The other person in the room, Mark Judge, who was a friend of Kavanaugh's, supposedly in the room, would be subpoenaed, would have to be subpoenaed.
Okay.
And no questions would be asked at the hearing by outside counsel. All questions would be asked by sitting senators on the committee.
Let's go through that one, because that is very, very interesting. Why would Dr. Ford want only senators to ask her questions about what happened on that night?
There is
a very good reason why she wants this that way.
You don't want a skilled counselor to ask you questions to shred your story. You want old white guys who basically botch a question. If you watch these committees or watch these hearings,
insensitive,
or make you more sympathetic, mm-hmm. because it's just the look of asking a woman who it may be crying or maybe telling you a heartfelt story for a senator to ask a question that comes off as, oh, cringeworthy, only supports her story and the court of public opinion more.
And the Republicans say, we're not doing that.
We only want special counsel.
Correct.
To ask the questions. We don't want to be the heavy.
Yeah, and that's why.
We don't want to look bad.
Smart on both sides.
Yeah.
Because if Dr. Ford gets her way, the senators will have to ask her questions. And I promise you, there will be a point where one of those senators looks absolutely ridiculous, mean, insensitive, or harassing her.
Yeah.
Trying to get some answers out of
grilling
her.
Grilling too hard.
Grilling her too hard. So on Dr. Ford's part, that's smart. Now, on the Republican side, it's smart for them to say, we need to take us out of it. Because you know what? We're going to mess it up. We're going to do something stupid. And that will be the soundbite that everybody hears. So I got to tell you, I don't know how to get past that one. I don't know if there's a negotiation on that. She may say, hey, it's either this or nothing. You guys ask the questions. You're the senators. You're the Republicans. They're all, you know, old and white. And there are no women on this committee from the Republican side. And the Democratic side, yes.
Here is something we found out earlier that I'm not discrediting her. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying I don't believe her. But now you're getting into ridiculous territory, okay? Now you're getting into...
With what?
You are delaying for the sake of delaying. There's a report now that the GOP has been told she will not fly from California to Washington.
Say that again.
She will not fly from her California home to D.C., mm-hmm. which means she would have to drive across the country in order to show up. Now, they want this to, this ain't going to happen Monday, okay?
No.
They want it to happen Wednesday or Thursday. Mm-hmm. If she agrees to Thursday, it will take at least 3 days.
To drive.
To drive, if not a week.
California to D.C.
And that, to me, is a big red flag of, you know, send her a plane. Send her own plane and say, nobody else will be on the plane. private airport, you know, she could fly out of, and I'm just using this as an example, fly out of Scottsdale, fly out of Glendale, fly out of Goodyear, okay? You don't have to go through Sky Harbor. You don't have to go through security. Send her a plane, because now she starts driving across the country. What if she breaks down? What if the car doesn't work? I mean, this to me is a huge glaring red flag of, wait a minute. You may not enjoy flying, okay? There are many people who don't enjoy flying. This is a Senate testimony. How long are we going to have to wait for you to get here?
I totally get it, actually. And by the way,
you can get it, but it doesn't mean that it's actually, you've got to cater to her. That's the part that I'm like, wait a minute, how much do you give her in her demands?
Okay, well, let me finish. The reason I understand why she doesn't want to fly from California to D.C., I get that. I think your idea is great, private plane. That solves everything. The reason I think she wants to drive instead of fly is, well, first she's got to go to the California airport. Cameras everywhere. They'll find out. Media will find out. They'll be everywhere. Then she's got to get on a plane. Well, now she's
but
around
you could
people.
Also have the O.J. Simpson chase, too. You could literally have a helicopter from KABC or KCBS follow her in a car the whole way.
That's my point. Oh, the whole way.
Driving. Yeah. Like the O.J. Simpson chase.
Probably not.
I mean.
Probably not.
But my point is you could find her at some point and put it on camera, whether she goes to the airport or whether she goes on Amtrak or whether she goes driving.
I don't know.
That to me is a huge red flag for me.
I don't think so.
Well, I want to come and testify, but I don't fly.
I don't think it's that I don't fly. It's that I don't want to see people in the airport. I don't want the media following me to the airport. I don't want them in California. I don't want to meet them in D.C. I don't want to do that. Now, to drive from California to D.C., that's kind of ridiculous. But I get why she doesn't want to be anywhere near a plane, anywhere near an airport, because the media will find her, people will see her. So I'm with you on send a private plane. That's the easiest solution. That makes perfect sense to me. You get all the security you need, private plane, private airport, let's do it. But if they don't want to do that, and I don't know why they wouldn't, I probably would drive.
But if she doesn't get on the plane, then you've got the – I guess my question is, of all these demands, how much do you give her? How much do you meet her demands before you say, look, you know, we have worked in good faith – because you and I have been in negotiations before with bosses or companies or whatever. At some point – the demands become too much, and the person on the other end says, you know what, thanks for interviewing.
Right.
I can't give you what you want, and you walk away.
I just don't think her demands are too much yet. I don't. I don't think her demands are too much at all yet. I don't.
So you would let her drive across the country
taking
the chance that she might not get there 2 weeks.
No,
but
no.
If she doesn't get on the plane.
Well, then it's over. If she doesn't get on the plane, then you're like, hey, listen, we sent the plane for you.
Right.
And then it's over.
Right.
But you know.
But then it's over, then you move on, and then you vote.
Yeah, if you're not getting on the plane, then you're not coming. I totally get that. But listen, you can't expect her to show up on Monday. That's too early. We just found out her name 2, 3, 4 days ago.
But now they want Thursday, and I'm thinking, I'm trying to do the math of if you drove 12 to 18 hours a day, 3,000 miles.
I get that, man. I get it.
I mean, she's going to be wiped when she gets there.
But can't you understand why she doesn't want to go to the airport and be around everybody? That part I totally get. So your idea is brilliant. Private plane. If you don't get on the private plane, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't think her demands have been ridiculous at all. I don't think she's going to be able to, let's see, she wants Kavanaugh to testify first. Never happened. The accuser has to testify first. Then the person who is accused goes second. That's how it works. She's going to lose that battle. But you also said earlier today, maybe she comes up with these 10 points. I need all of these. And if they're not met, she doesn't go. And then that's up to her then.
And that puts the Republicans in a tight place again.
It does.
Because they look unsympathetic with, well, we did our best. And people will say, you didn't give her a chance.
Correct.
And again, court of public opinion.
Yeah.
By the way, a new poll out. The majority of Americans don't want Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court now. That surprised me.
Right now, yeah. It's like 41% no, 30% yes. That'll tell you something.
Yeah.
How people are feeling about this right now. All right, you're listening to the Big Four at 4. We bring you 4 big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour. We still have 2, 3, and 4 to go.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 2.
We're told it might have been sarcasm, but in a May 2017 conversation with then-Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein discussed the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office for being unfit. Sources also confirmed Rosenstein suggested McCabe or others wear a wire during their next meeting with President Trump. Rosenstein called the story inaccurate and factually incorrect.
All right, well, I mean, this is an easy one. Either you're in the camp of that's fake news, or you think, well, Trump behind closed doors is more wacky than in front of the camera or on his phone.
Did Rosenstein write that op-ed piece?
That's another great question.
Where the resistance?
Yeah.
Is he the one that's resisting?
I would say I put this in the category of, since I can't prove it, I'm going to move on. I think it's interesting to talk about and think if there is someone inside the White House who actually thinks Trump needs to be removed and would actually wear a wire. I know actually, he's not the one that would wear the wire, from what I understand. He was saying to someone else, you should wear the wire and then we can remove
to
him from office.
To record the conversations of the president.
Yes. But I'm not a fan of that. I don't think he should be recorded unknowingly. Listen, the people voted for the guy. That's what happened. He won the election. You got to deal with it. Is he crazy behind closed doors? I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe. But there are plenty of people around him that are trying to keep some sanity there, you know, trying to keep the wheels on the car.
Yeah.
So I
and put, keeping the car from going off the road.
Yeah. But, you know, I put this in the column of I would assume this is probably, even if it was talked about, it was probably a joke.
Let's also keep in mind that we are talking about Washington, D.C., okay? And when you are in Washington, D.C. at a certain level or a high level, you feel a sense of patriotism. I wouldn't put it past if somebody came to me and I'm the new deputy AG and somebody's come to me going, this guy is nuts. He's unhinged. Mm. Well, do you want to wear a wire so we can get something? You feel like you're trying to protect the country. I can't imagine the New York Times is making up all these memos. I think there's a little bit of truth to this, if not whole truth. And Rosenstein may just be saying, I got to do what's right for the country. If we need to get this guy out, let's get him out.
You're listening to the Big Four at Four, four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at Four, Big Story 3.
If you feel like you're getting more and more robocalls or calls from scammers claiming to be the IRS or your bank, you're not alone. Next year, it's expected to get even worse. Boom. First Orion provides caller ID and call blocking technology. They project the number of incoming spam calls to increase nearly 16% next year.
Listen to this. Nearly half of cell phone calls will be scams by 2019.
You are not going to answer your phone in 2019 unless you have the number and you've assigned it like mom or your daughter or your son. Unless you see a name and a picture on your phone, you're not going to answer it. And you know what? I don't blame you.
Somebody told me the other day they got a phone call. Yes, we're informing you you're going to jail because you haven't paid your taxes for the last 3 years.
Right.
Yeah, these scammers. And you know what they do? They really nail the elderly because the elderly will pick the phone up and will answer it and will believe some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So nearly half of cell phone calls will be scams by 2019.
That is just unbelievable.
Don't answer your phone.
Right.
The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Four.
The Cleveland Browns topping the New York Jets 21-17, picking up their first win since Christmas Eve 2016. That means the victory fridge is open. Bud Light promising that when the Browns broke their winless streak, victory fridges at bars across Cleveland would open and free beer would be passed out to fans.
Cleveland was drunk last night.
I bet.
635 days, the Browns went without a win.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought at this point in the year the Cardinals would be worse than the Cleveland Browns?
There is talk that may be a reality.
I know.
Last night, I watched a little bit of the game, and I got to admit,
they're not that bad.
Browns aren't bad. They're not that bad. They almost won with Pittsburgh, and they almost beat the Saints.
In three games
this
year.
We haven't almost beaten anything.
We haven't scored in the first quarter yet. Or the second quarter.
There you go.
In three games, the Cleveland Browns have lost only one time.
Yeah.
They have a tie and a win.
Yeah.
I'll take that if I'm a Browns fan
Darn
all
right.
day long.
I'll take it if I'm a Cardinals fan. Absolutely.
I think just the last point, the Cardinals this weekend have to at least compete.
Have to at least get over the 50-yard line.
I don't expect them to win because they're in such against a hole these days against the Bears, who, by the way, not great. They have to compete. Mm-hmm. If they don't compete, I think the season might be lost.
We're
three
worse
games
than
in.
Cleveland. Well, I mean, we're being compared to we're worse than Cleveland. I mean, nobody wants that. Have you been to Cleveland? I have.
Cleveland sucks. The Browns, not so bad. You're listening to the Big Four at Four.
Where is that, LeBron?
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, who wants to win a trip to San Diego? Text 10 to 411923. 515 will announce a winner, Mac and Gatos, a decade of Mac and Gatos. But when we come back, when registering your child for school, be prepared to show their mental health records. We'll explain next.
Arizona's Afternoon News. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
5:15 today, that's when we announce another winner.
Oh, I want to say the name. Can I announce it now?
We haven't chosen anybody yet. You're like the kid that gets up at 4 a.m. on Christmas morning. Can we go downstairs now?
You got that right, Junior.
All right, today at 5:15, we're continuing our 10 days and 10 ways of saying thank you, celebrating a decade of Mac and Gatos, and we're wrapping up the first week. God, it's already 1 week gone by. Mm. A San Diego weekend getaway for two. So text the word 10 to 411923 and listen at 515 in Gatos. Hopefully we'll announce your name.
I want to announce it now, but I don't have one.
Right. Not yet.
All right. Let's see. You know how we've had a lot of school shootings?
Yes.
We, as a country, don't know how to stop them. I would say that
there's no simple answer.
No. We can put school resource officers in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that guy ran like a coward. He was supposed to stop somebody.
The resource officer. Yeah.
He was supposed to, and he ran the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you stop these school shootings? Well, there is a school in Florida.
Because of the Parkland shootings.
That says children who register for school will now be asked to reveal some history about their mental health.
Right. I am very, I'm very leery about this. And one parent said what I was thinking. He said, you know, what if my child had therapy for, let's say, anxiety?
Right.
Is that going to carry through? If I put that on the, you know, vaccination records, birth record, you know, whatever, and he's also seeing somebody, a counselor for anxiety, is that going to come back to haunt him or us as parents all the way through school?
Well, they want to know if your kid is seeing a therapy, in therapy or seeing a psychologist.
And is that a red flag for them that they pay, you know, closer attention? Do they bring your kid in every 2 weeks? How you feeling? How you doing? Mm. My kid was never going to shoot up a school. He just had some problems with anxiety. Now you're singling him out.
Well, I think that most, well, let's use the anxiety. I think that.
Well, it's just an example.
Yeah, and I think it's a good example. What about kids who go into second grade or fifth grade? Most teachers know exactly if that child has a problem with anxiety. They already know it.
Because of the other teachers or the
previous
teacher?
No, I think because
teacher.
The parents tell everybody.
Okay.
I mean, I think that most of the time parents are sharing this and saying, hey, listen, I want you as a teacher to be aware that, yes, my child does have an anxiety issue.
Okay.
And because, you know, if you send your kid to school and the teacher doesn't know, the teacher's not going to know what's going on with the kid. And the teacher's going to be like, why is this child acting this way?
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of these things – I don't know. I think people are already revealing some of their history of the children with their mental health issues. I think it's already happening.
But school districts,
I don't think that people are hiding that from schools anymore.
Well,
at least with anxiety or what else would a child
ADHD,
have?
ADHD, ADD
Correct.
Medication.
Yes.
I mean, you've got to let the
right.
If the nurse has to give them a pill or something during the day, you got to let them know that.
Mm.
But I'm talking about later on in their school year. We all went through middle school. We all went through high school. It was weird. It was confusing. If you talk to somebody about, issues that you may have, some parents are saying, well, what does that mean as far as the school, the way you look at the child? Because again, and we talked about this with the Parkland shooter, all the kids knew, or most of the kids knew, yeah, he was capable of it. You don't want your child singled out. You don't want your child, you know, is Johnny going to, you know, shoot up the school because he's talking to somebody because he's getting bullied?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's getting bullied. He's got anger issues, and that means it's all pent up and he's going to shoot up the school. No, no. It's not a simple, you know, if and then statement. So I'm kind of sort of with some of these parents who are saying, I get what you're trying to do, but it's a little too far.
Got it. All right, coming up, we're going to check traffic. Ashley Flood is in today. She's going to give us a news flash. And when we come back, did you see the story about one father that used his toddler to steal prizes from a claw machine at the mall? Well,
yeah. What's
well,
what's
the guy used
that?
His kid.
Well, maybe the kid wanted a toy.
Okay. Well, we want to open up the phone to 277-KTAR. Tell us about the time where you used your child to get something. Free stuff.
A discount.
Yeah.
Maybe on the plane earlier.
Yeah.
Anybody with a child two and younger can board now.
And the child's four.
Maybe.
You need to act like you're two.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're leaving work early, using your child as an excuse.
Hey, they got a really bad cold. I got to go home.
I got to get out of here. 277-5827. Tell us the time where you used your child to get something. Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, we want to hear about the time you used your kid to get something. Because this one dad?
This is cell phone video of a crime unfolding at the Rockingham Park Mall. Salem, New Hampshire police say the man wearing a baseball cap and a blue shirt had a toddler climb into this vending machine and help him steal the prizes inside.
Oh, jeez.
So he dropped his toddler in the machine, and I guess the toddler...
It's like one of those claw machines,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was dropping him in the slot, and then the toddler climbed down. I got to hand it. That's a smart toddler, man.
Got to tell you, I think you're right. I don't know about a smart dad, but the dad used his kid to steal stuff.
Right.
We want to know from you at 277-KTAR. Tell us about the time where you used your child to get something. It could be anything. Free stuff. A discount. Maybe you got out of a ticket. I don't know. You used the kid. 277-KTAR.
All right, Sharon, you're in Phoenix. How did you use your child?
Well, it wasn't my child. It was my adorable niece.
Great.
We were in Las Vegas, and there was this gorgeous man walking down the hallway. So I put her down and told her, go after the guy and yell, Daddy.
Go
so
what?
She's going after
go what?
After the guy and say, Daddy. So she's like, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. The guy didn't flinch.
You made your niece run down the hallway and say, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And then you wanted him to turn around and see you.
Right.
How did it end?
Yeah, how did it work?
He didn't flinch.
Kept walking.
He was not a daddy, so it didn't bother him.
All right.
Wow.
0-for-1. Did you ever try that trick again?
Jeez.
All right.
That's horrible. How would you? Ugh, all right.
It's Vegas.
Robert, you're in Peoria. How did you use your kid?
Oh, it's horrible how I did it, but it was fun. We went to a signing where Larry Fitzgerald was.
Okay.
And I said, Blake, I want you to go up there and tell him that you're his favorite player and that we're poor and we don't have enough money to go see the game. And he gave him tickets.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You're not poor.
What is your annual income? You're not poor, Robert.
What is your annual income?
Come on.
$36,000.
Oh, come on, Robert.
You could go to a game.
Jeez.
Okay,
it's horrible. It was horrible.
So Larry Fitzgerald did give you tickets.
Yes, he did. And he signed the autograph for free.
And then you sold the autograph for money, didn't
and
you?
Sold
no,
the tickets.
I did not. It's right. Hanging up in my man cave.
Okay,
that's good.
All right.
All right, that one's a little better than running up to some guy going, Daddy, Daddy, my aunt wants a date.
That one's better? Why is that better?
Because, okay.
Come on.
Kids love Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald has got to have a bunch of kids always coming up to him. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And just saying, hey, see if we can get some free tickets. I get it.
Well, both are making the kids lie.
Well, he didn't have tickets.
Well, they're not poor.
All right, Gilbert, you're in Mesa. That's weird. How did you use your kid? Well, I'm sorry. Gilbert, you're in Mesa. There you go. Go ahead.
All right, we're from Los Angeles, but we live here in the Valley. I took my son to his first Dodger game, but it was the Diamondbacks home game versus the Dodgers. Matt Kemp and Steve Scalotti from the Dodgers are playing catch with the ball. I ran over there with my son, who's wearing all kinds of Dodger gear and stuff, and I'm holding my son up, and I was like, he wants the ball, he wants the ball. And sure enough, they finally looked at me, a grown man, and were like, no, we'll give it to a kid. And then they see my son and ran over there to get us a ball from Matt Kemp. So it turned out that I was just holding my son up, hoping they would look at him and give him the ball. And sure enough, I felt bad about keeping the ball, so I put it in a little case and gave it to my son, so it's in his room now. So his first baseball game, he got a baseball from Matt Kemp.
So you're a Dodgers fan?
I am.
Get out of here. Hang up on that.
Come on.
I don't take calls from Dodgers fans. It's awful.
Jeez.
You know what? That's
using your child like that.
Punishing
How dare
your
you?
Child.
Asking Larry Fitzgerald's one thing.
Yeah.
Asking a Dodger.
That's wrong. It's like asking, you know,
Did Matt Kemp come over and pee in your pool?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're teaching your kid that urinating in somebody's pool is cool. Hey, that rhymed.
Yeah. Another Gilbert and Mesa. This is really weird.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead, Gilbert. How'd you use your child?
Here just a couple months ago, wanted to get off work to go watch the D-backs play a matinee game. So knew my boss wouldn't be happy about me taking off early. So I told him that my little girl was sick at school, so I need to go pick her up. Really didn't have to. She was at school. Went to the game, got a text about the third inning from my wife saying my daughter was sick and she was on her way to pick her up from the school. So,
oh, it's
karma.
Karma.
Yeah. Karma, man.
I would think that would happen to a Dodgers fan before a Diamondbacks fan.
All right, coming up 5:15 here, we're going to give away a trip to San Diego. No Dodgers fans there, thank
no,
goodness.
You're not allowed to call up your Dodgers.
Coming up 5 o'clock, KTAR News Expansion, 15 minutes of commercial-free nonstop news, traffic, and weather.